to the Blackshaw Arts Hour, where you listen with your ears and not with your mouth. This week we bring you a special show live from the Putney Arts Theatre. Tonight, for the first time ever, and possibly the last, you will hear a tale of derring do from the McSkimming Archives.
Hello?
Miss McSkimming, we need you.
Understood. Timothy?
Yes, Mum?
Fetch my coat and gloves, would you?
Yes, Mum.
And call for a cab. We have work to do.
Oi! Cabby! Where shall I tell the cab driver to take us, Mum?
Whitehall, Timothy. Our country needs us.
What? Again?
London, 1924. Spring, Monday morning, just before 11s. Great Britain still has an empire. She's won a war and is at the height of her power. Despite all this, there are times when even those at the highest echelons of the empire must turn to someone for help. That person is Miss McSkimming. Along with her faithful valet Timothy, she serves her king and her country whenever they're in the direst of needs, the tightest of spots, the stickiest of wickets. Yes, if Miss McSkimming has been called, you know that our very way of life could be under threat.
You want me to find a missing cook?
Yes. Tea?
And that's it?
It is. Did you want some tea?
I'm afraid I must decline.
Oh, sure. No biscuits.
Not the tea, Home Secretary. Your request upon the cook. Enjoy your biscuits.
Wait. Of course, I wouldn't usually come to you with this, but it does come straight from His Majesty.
The King?
The King!
The very same.
The King?
The King!
Has asked that I find a cook.
Apparently, there's no one better at Eggs Benedict.
I think I may take you up on that tea after all.
Excellent. I have some walnuts here, too. Never without a walnut, me.
His Majesty is aware that my last official job for his government was unearthing an underground crime network.
Yes.
And before that, I put an end to piracy in the Gulf.
Yes, I believe we awarded you a medal for
and
that one.
And do I even need to mention the little situation I smoothed over from the Viceroy? Oh, for goodness sake! Timothy, could you help the Home Secretary?
He didn't even use a nutcracker. How did you do that?
Pressure, sir. Applied to all the right places.
I see.
Home Secretary, I really...
Miss McSkimming, I'm very well aware of the many ways in which you have served His Majesty's government, and the Viceroy appreciates your discretion on that matter to this very day.
My point, Home Secretary, is that surely you can find someone who isn't quite so staggeringly overqualified.
His Majesty requested you specifically, so it seems he doesn't think so.
This is ludicrous.
Miss McSkimming, you don't need to tell me that. I am the Home Secretary to His Majesty's government. I have a dozen pressing issues to attend to, not to mention the fast approaching visit of both the French and German heads of state. You are not the only one here with more important things to do. Timothy, would you mind?
Not at all, sir.
Astonishing.
Home Secretary, I really don't
think I'll tell you what I really don't think, Miss McSkimming. I really don't think you're the sort of woman who is going to turn down a direct request from His Majesty. So would you please make your way over to the palace and find this blasted cook so we can all move on with our lives?
Very well, but I would like my displeasure noted.
I can assure you that it is. Now, I've alerted the head butler and she is expecting you within the hour. Good day, Miss McSkimming.
Good day, Home Secretary.
Cheerio, sir.
Well, now you're just showing off.
Well, Mum, that's a turn-up for the books. Not exactly an empire-threatening situation, is it?
No. Nevertheless, if the King...
The King!
...has asked us to help him, then help we shall.
And so Miss McSkimming and Timothy made their way to the palace. Miss McSkimming had visited the palace twice before. On her first visit, she had been summoned by the King...
The King!
...to receive the Order of St. Michael. And while waiting for the ceremony to begin, she unearthed a group of palace staff that were stealing clothing belonging to the King.
The King!
You there, drop the trousers! No, not your trousers!
And then on her second visit, she stopped a group of Scottish anarchists from blowing up the palace after she discovered they had been smuggling in explosives, hidden in footwear being returned from the cobblers.
You there, drop those shoes! What are you doing?
You told us to drop our trees.
She had mixed feelings about visiting a third time.
Well, the servants' entrance isn't quite as grand as the one round the other side, is it?
Remember where we are, Timothy. You try and keep your opinions to yourself.
As you say, Mom.
Good afternoon. May I help you?
Good afternoon. My name is Miss McSkimming. This is my valet, Timothy. I believe we're expected.
Oh, yes, miss. I was told you were coming. Please follow me.
Thank you. Come on, Timothy.
Right behind you, Mom.
We've been told to speak with the head butler. I hope she's available.
Oh, yes, miss. She told me to take you right to her. Her office is just through the kitchen. This way, please.
Well, I suppose your missing cook must be the talk of the kitchens, then.
Yes. I mean, it's not gossip or anything. Everyone's just very worried about Molly.
Of course. Plenty of rumours, though, I bet.
I wouldn't like to say.
No, not at all. Well, Miss McSkimming here, we'll find her for sure. But if there's anything...
Come on, Eddie!
Oh.
Careful!
Pardon me, I'll just skirt round there. There we are. Now, as I was saying...
Timothy! Whoa! Come on,
Dad! My face! Goodness, miss, I've never seen such a display of dexterity. The way you skewered that last mackerel was quite remarkable.
Never underestimate the practicality of a few easily accessible hairpins.
No.
I'm afraid your fish may have suffered some puncture wounds.
What on earth is going on out here? Mr. Cuttle, why is that woman holding this evening's fish course?
Let me take those from you, miss. Oh.
Thank you. Apologies for the disruption. My name is Miss McSkimming and this is Timothy, my valet. Am I to assume you are the head butler?
Oh, yes, and I really must insist.
Excellent. I will need to take a look at your missing cook's rooms and you can fill me in on the few details on the way. Lead on.
Of course. What was it you needed to know?
We can start with the cook's full name and description, I should think.
She's 5'4", blonde, shoulder-length hair, blue eyes. I had one of the under-butlers draw a sketch of her for you. Here you are. The likeness is good. Her full name is Molly Cook.
The missing cook's called Molly Cook.
Or something odd about that.
Just a funny coincidence.
Plenty of cooks about.
The name or the profession.
Timothy! Now, I'm sorry. With all that went on with the fish, I completely forgot to ask your name.
It's Butler.
Butler?
Timothy!
Come on, Mom. A cook and a butler? Who are a cook and a butler? What are the chances?
Look, do you want to hear what I know or not?
Excuse me?
It's just that I have a lot to do and I really must be getting back to work.
Of course. Could you tell us what you know about the disappearance of Miss Cook?
Not much to tell, really. But it couldn't have come at a worse time, what with the steak dinner on Friday.
A woman has gone missing, Mrs. Butler. The last thing I need to know is how it's inconvenienced you.
Yes, of course. Well, she went missing 2 days ago. She didn't appear for breakfast service. This way, please. When I went to fetch her and give her a piece of my mind, I found her rooms empty. I just threw it here. I thought perhaps she'd taken the north staircase down to the kitchen, just as I was coming up this way. But when I returned to the kitchen, she still wasn't there. I had no idea where she'd gone, but I had to focus on reassigning tasks for breakfast preparation. I sent a boy to search for the servants' quarters and various other locations, stables and the like, but he found no sign of her.
And none of the other kitchen staff had any idea where she would be?
None. But then she was a very private person.
She wasn't seeing anyone. Wouldn't have run off with a stable boy or anything.
I very much doubt it. I don't think she had a single suitor in all the time she worked here. I often thought that was strange. Not my place to judge, of course, but a woman of 26 not to have married, well, you know.
I'm 34 and haven't married, Mrs. Butler. And you're right, it's not your place to judge.
Oh, well, Lydia.
I assume this is her room?
Yes.
Well, in that case, I'll let you get back to your duties. We can take it from here, thank you, Mrs. Butler.
Thank you,
Mrs. Butler.
After you, Mum.
Thank you, Timothy.
Mum!
After them, Timothy!
Right you are! Oi, come back!
A hooded figure? Well, that makes things more interesting.
Oi! You! What's going on? You better leave Molly alone or... Oh, well, I don't know what'll happen, but that should worry you. Even I don't know what I'm capable of.
Let's do our best not to find out, shall we? Hmm. How about you put that poker down?
All right.
And the other one?
Yes.
Thank you. I'm Miss McSkimmy. I've been tasked by the King...
The King!
...to find Molly. Can I ask your name?
Oh, well, it's Hannah Chambers. I'm a maid here.
Well, Miss Chambers, why did you think I was here to hurt Molly?
Oh, well, she told me she was in terrible trouble. She didn't say why, but I could tell it was something very serious. And then, well, the other night I heard her crying in her room.
Crying?
Yes, I knocked and asked what was wrong, but she told me to leave her alone. I asked if she was in trouble. She said yes, but that it was too dangerous to tell me why, and that there was nothing I could do. And after that, she wouldn't say anything. She'd locked the door, so I left her alone, and the next morning, she were gone.
Ah, Timothy, did you catch them?
Afraid not, Mum. It's a labyrinth down here. I lost them a few corridors over. Whoever it was, they know this bit of the palace very well.
Well, that's something to go on, at least. Miss Chambers, this is Timothy.
Oh. Chambermaid, are you?
Oh, that's right.
I have to meet whoever does a hiring around here.
Mr. Jobs? What's he got to do with it?
Are you serious?
Timothy, Miss Chambers here is being most helpful with our investigation.
Oh, am I?
Yes. Now, we were about to inspect Molly's room when a hooded person burst from the doorway. After what you heard the other night, this doesn't look like a simple runaway case at all. Perhaps you could stay with us a while we search Molly's room?
Oh, all right.
Well, whoever that was did a number here, that's for sure. Must have been looking for something important.
They were certainly looking for something, but they didn't find it.
How do you know?
Someone searching through a room will upturn drawers and throw a mattress from the bed, certainly. But they're unlikely to smash a lamp like that. That suggests anger and frustration. I'd bet good money they didn't find what they were after.
Yeah, looks like it smashed when they swept everything off the writing desk. Look at these. She's a crossword fan, I take it.
Oh, yes. She spends all her time doing them. She's obsessed with the cryptic ones.
Mom, look at this.
Interesting. Well, I think we may know what our mystery figure was after and why they got so frustrated.
Really?
What do you make of this, Miss Chambers? Here, written just below the clues.
Oh, well, it's in Molly's hand. I've hidden the vial. I know who's blackmailing you, and I can stop him. It's some treachery, Anna, I'm sure of it.
Any idea who this Anna is?
No, Molly's never mentioned an Anna before. It's really odd, actually, because this is how Molly writes to her brother.
Her brother?
Yes, they would collect and share crosswords with each other. Here, look, this is the same crossword. She used to get two copies. She'd complete one of them and then send the second to her brother to see if he could beat the time it took her to do it. And then he'd send one in return.
And she wrote notes to him on the crosswords.
Oh, yes. She always wrote one. It's how they stayed in touch.
In that case, we better find her brother straight away.
Agreed. Miss Chambers, do you know where we can find Molly's brother?
Oh, he works at London Zoo. Molly said he's a keeper there. Do you really think Molly could be in danger?
I do. I think Molly has got involved in something very serious. But don't worry. Timothy and I are going to get her out of it.
Too right we are.
Oh, thank you. If there's anything I can do to help, let me know.
Oh, you've done plenty. But we must find Molly's brother straight away. What was his name?
Newton. He should be at the zoo today. Molly said he's rarely away from the place.
Thank you. Timothy, let's get going.
Right away, Mum. Good day, Miss Chambers.
And so, Miss McSkimming and Timothy get back in a cab and leave for London Zoo. As they approach Regent's Park, a fine rain begins to fall over the city.
Allow me, Mum.
Thank you, Timothy.
As the pair walk through the park and towards the zoo's entrance, the rain begins to worsen. Thunder rolls in the distance, and ladies and gentlemen taking an afternoon stroll begin to dash for shelter. As lightning splits the sky, the rain clouds redouble in their effort to soak everything below them. A flock of birds, startled by the thunder, takes flight from nearby trees, screeching in ineffectual protest.
No, they don't. That's not what's happening at all. A flock of birds sit defiantly in stoic silence,
with no care for the torrential downpour, protected by a natural waxy coating on their cleverly laid wing structure. Miss McSkimming and Timothy, neither of whom are lucky enough to have a naturally occurring waxy coating, up their pace and make a dash for the entrance. Despite being there on official business, they of course pay the entrance fee, because conservation is important.
Would
Would you like to gift aid your entry?
Absolutely.
You wouldn't happen to know a Newton Cook? He's an old pal of mine. I was hoping to catch him while we're here today.
Oh, yes. I know Newton. He'll be in the reptile house.
Of course. Thank you.
Being sure to consult their complimentary map, the pair make their way towards the reptile house. As they proceed, they pass the lion enclosure. The primate habitats. The aquarium.
Blimey, those are some loud fish, Mum.
Yes, it's rare that you should be able to hear them while outside the aquarium.
Next, they pass an aviary full of tropical birds. And finally, the giant Galapagos tortoise.
Such a majestic creature, Mum, don't you think?
Indeed, but we mustn't let ourselves get distracted. Here's the reptile house. Employees only. This seems like a good place to start.
Hello?
Mr. Newton Cook?
That's right. Everyone calls me Newt.
A Newt in the reptile house. What is going on today?
Please ignore my valet. I'm here about your sister, Mr. Cook. Might we come in?
If you like, let me just...
Timothy, into the reptile house, quickly!
Over there, Mum! He just ran past the inland taipan and took a left at the Annan leaf turtle!
I didn't know you were such a reptile aficionado, Timothy!
I'm not, Mum! I was reading what it says on the signs!
Ah, well, I commend you on your eyesight. Shall we pick up the pace a bit?
Right you are, Mum! There, he just went around that corner!
Newt, we're here to help your sister. You don't need to run from us!
No, you're not! You're just here because you need Molly. She was right to try and hide from you.
It's a dead end, you. You've got nowhere to go. We just want to talk to you.
I'm not helping you people anymore. You can't make me find Molly. I don't care if you tell everyone about the frogs.
Mr. Cook, we don't know anything about frogs. We just want to find Molly.
Stay back.
He's climbing the enclosure fence, Mum. This is not going to end well.
Mr. Cook, please get down from there.
Tell whoever you work for, I don't care anymore. I betrayed my country and I put my sister in danger. And I won't do it anymore. I won't help you find her.
Miss Fitzgibbon isn't investigating you. We're here to help Molly, to keep her out of danger. We're not here to hurt her.
Oh, you sound just like those simps. Do what we say and Molly won't get hurt. And then you start using her too. Bad enough I let myself get involved. But to do this to Molly...
Whatever it is you've got yourself into, we can help you out of it. You just need to come down.
No, you stay back.
All right, just be careful up there. We don't want you to fall. I just want to ask you a few questions. What was it you were asked to do?
I can't tell anyone or they'll hurt Molly.
We found a note from Molly to someone called Anna. Do you know who Anna is?
Molly didn't know anyone called Anna.
The note was on one of the crosswords she sends you, and so...
On a crossword? What did it say?
Well, we've got the note here. It says, I've hidden the vial. I know he's blackmailing you, and I can stop him. It's some treachery, Anna. I'm sure of it.
Oh, she did it. She worked it out. Oh, she was always better at puzzles than me.
Worked what out?
Who it was. What they wanted. She told me to make sure they couldn't get any more of the poison, but I didn't know she was going to try and stop them. Oh, my God. Some treachery. Oh, she'll never manage it. You have to find her. You have to help her.
Of course. You just need to come down and tell us what you know. Who's Anna? Why is Molly being blackmailed?
No, it's me who's being blackmailed. She's being threatened.
And who's Anna?
Oh, there is no Anna. Anna is...
Newt!
Mom, get down!
Quick, we have to help him. He can tell us what this is all about.
There's nothing we can do for him, Mom. Look where he fell.
Oh, no.
In her time as an investigator and adventurer, Miss McSkimming had seen some unpleasant sights. She had spent an afternoon walking through the sewers of London.
Well, this is horrid.
Right you are, Mum.
She had assisted a surgeon amputate a man's leg.
Good Lord.
Right you are, Mum.
and had once investigated a suspicious spate of factory accidents.
My knee!
Suspicious?
Right you are, Mom.
But seeing poor Newt be shot, fall into an enclosure, and then be eaten by a pair of crocodiles was by far the worst. Bile and a fierce anger rose from her stomach. Something disastrous was being planned, and Newt had been killed just as he was going to expose it. And so it was with renewed determination that she entered Newt's office to search for clues.
Something is going to help us solve this, Timothy. Just can't see it.
Yes, Mum. The zoo manager was just outside. I had him telling someone to contact the police.
Perfect. That's just what we need. A couple of interfering bobbies. It just doesn't make sense, does it?
Which bit of this whole thing do you mean?
The note. It's been bothering me since we found it.
Me too. It gives away too much. Why did she leave it there? Why not send it?
Well, there's that, of course. But what's really bothering me is this Anna.
That's what Newt said. There is no Anna. Anna is... Anna is what? A place? An organisation, maybe? An acronym?
Oh, he was so close to telling us.
Looks like your two bobbies are here.
Hello, hello, hello. You've heard of us, Ed?
Pardon?
The two bobbies. I'm Robert Foot. My partner here is Robert Black. Known in Scotland Yard as the two bobbies.
This is getting silly now.
Detectives, do you have any leads on the shooter?
Shooter? The victim fell to his death.
Yes, after he was shot.
Well, there's no evidence of that.
We were there when it happened. You've got two eyewitnesses.
No, we have an open and shut case of accidental death and 6 months' investigation into animal smuggling wasted.
Wasted?
What?
Detective Foot and I have been investigating a smuggling ring involved in the illegal trade of exotic animals.
Mr. Cook had just come to our attention and would have been our way into the ring, but not anymore.
Not since you two turned up and scared him into the jaws of a couple of crocodiles.
That's ridiculous. He was shot. Go and find a bullet if you don't believe us.
Oh, well, thanks to the crocodiles, we don't have anywhere to search. Do we?
Other people must have heard it.
Well, if they did, they keep him very quiet about it.
Or perhaps it was the bullet that kept quiet.
Good one.
I can't believe.
Timothy, please stop bothering the detectives. We were just about to leave.
But...
Good day, detectives.
That joke didn't even make sense. If he had said, perhaps it was the gun that kept quiet, then it would have...
Timothy, I really don't think that's worth dwelling on. Not when we're a step closer to solving this.
We are? How?
Not here. Let's wait until we're back in the cab. I don't trust we're not being watched.
As she strode back through Regent's Park, Miss McSkimming's gait was that of a woman with purpose. She had found something while the two bobbies were giving Timothy such a strong display of ineptitude, and she knew she had to act fast.
Cabby.
You whistled, mate. Where are you headed, miss?
West India Dock, please.
Certainly, hop in.
West India Dock? Why are we going there?
Because that's where Molly is.
How can you possibly know that?
Look at this.
Another crossword?
Yes. I found it in this envelope on Newton's desk. It's from a newspaper. Do you see the date?
It's from yesterday's paper. So it was sent to Newt the day after Molly went missing.
At this point, I think we can safely say that Molly went into hiding. Now, look at the crossword itself.
What about it?
The answers are all written in Molly's hand.
She filled it in before she sent it.
Precisely. Now, look at the answer for 7 down.
West.
Yes, except it isn't.
What?
I mean, that isn't the answer. The clue is location of vision we hear. The answer is sight. S-I-T-E. Not west.
I don't understand.
Nor did I. But then I checked the other answers, and I found 3 more that were incorrect. 12 across should be inked, but it's written India. Then there, for 2 downs, she's written sunset, when the answer should be set. Finally, 16 across, she's filled in ledger.
And it should be leader.
Exactly. It's a message. A meeting place. West India, by which she must mean the dock. By ledger, I'm assuming she means the ledger building. And the time that Newt was meant to meet her is pretty clear. Sunset.
So we can find her. Case closed then.
Not by a long chalk, unfortunately. I found these on Newton's desk.
Vials?
Before Newt was shot, he said he didn't care if people knew about the frogs and that they wouldn't get any more poison. I think Newt was extracting poison from frogs for someone. And remembering Molly's note, she said she'd hidden the vial. If Newton had been made to give a vial of poison to Molly, a cook in the royal kitchens, and if whoever they are had a leverage over her too, well, the possibilities don't bear thinking of. We need to find her, Timothy, tonight.
We better get a move on then. A driver, get to the docks twice his pace, and I'll pay you twice the fare.
Right you are, Gov. Out of the way there, come on, move out of the way.
I just hope we find her there, Mom.
So do I, Timothy. So do I.
And so, with their first solid clue as to Molly's whereabouts, Miss McSkimming and Timothy speed through the busy streets of London. But as they pass St. Paul's, a bell chimes in the distance as Big Ben strikes the hour. Time was not on their side, and when they made it to the dock's entrance, it was already dark.
Quickly, Timothy, we can't risk missing her.
Right behind you, Mum.
There's the Ledger building. Come on. Can you see her anywhere?
Not yet, Mum. It's going to be tough in this light, too. Wait!
Have you spotted her?
No, but I recognise those two gents over there. Aren't they from Whitehall?
Yes, that's a bit of a coincidence. They just happened to be here at the same time Molly arranged to meet Newton. I don't like this, not one bit.
What do we do?
Let's wait a moment and see what happens.
Look, there!
It's Molly!
Our friends from Whitehall have spotted her. Looks like you won't be getting the credit for this one, then.
Something's wrong. Why are they here? How could they have known?
Mom, that one just slipped a knife out of his pocket, I'm sure of it.
Time to intervene, Timothy. And quickly, they're following her into that alley.
I'll take the left one, you take the right.
Take whichever one you get to first.
Oi, you! Well, those two weren't too much trouble, Mum. Look, it's Molly!
Is she okay? Molly! Are you okay?
She's been stabbed. Doesn't look fatal, but if she loses too much more blood, that could change. We need to get her somewhere so I can fix her up.
Some treachery. Some treachery.
Molly, you're going to be okay, but you need to tell us what's going on. What's some treachery?
He's behind it all. Worked it out. Was going to put it. The state dinner.
Molly, it's vitally important that you tell me where the poison is. We can't let them use it.
In my room. Went back for it. But you found me.
That was you?
Mom.
Had to run. Loose bit of skirt and board. They hid it. They looked through my room, but didn't.
Who are they, Molly? Who's after the poison?
Some treachery. I dropped the note for Newt. Some treachery.
What does that mean? What do you mean?
Some treachery. Newt would have got it. Newt. Always got them. Always.
Molly? Molly!
Oh, she's unconscious. We can't waste any more time. We've got to get back to your apartment so I can...
Who's there? Stop!
Who was it?
I don't know. I couldn't see them in the shadows. What's this, though?
Odd. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. What was that she said? Newt always got them. Anna, Newt. Oh, hell!
What is it?
I think I know who's behind all this.
Who?
No time. I need to get back to the palace and I need to do it quicker than a taxi cab. Timothy, get Molly patched up and I'll meet you both back at my apartments. I'll fill you in there.
But...
Just do it, Timothy, and make sure no one's going to find out where Molly is. She's not out of danger yet.
Right you are. But how are you going to get back to the palace quicker than a taxi cab?
I'm going to borrow that horse over there and go for a ride along the embankment.
Oh. I see.
I'll see you back at my apartments.
Oi, what are you doing?
I'm taking your horse in the name of the king.
The king!
Wait, no, you can't!
Don't worry, I'll bring her back.
Betty!
And so it was that on a mild evening in March, ladies and gentlemen taking a stroll along the embankment were confronted with a well-dressed woman riding at full canter.
Excuse me.
Whoa!
Pardon me.
Oh.
Sorry about the hat.
Back at Miss McSkimming's apartments, Timothy cleaned and stitched Molly's wound. A while later, Miss McSkimming returned and Timothy eagerly asked what on earth was going on. She told him everything.
Well, I'll be back.
And Molly filled in the blanks.
You're kidding.
It sounds like the taxi cab is getting impatient. You know what to do once we're at the Home Office?
Yes, Mum.
Excellent. Let's get this done, shall we? Molly, we'll return soon. You'll be safe here.
After you, miss.
And so Miss McSkimming and Timothy get in the taxi cab and head for the Home Office to tell the Home Secretary what they have uncovered.
Come in. Ah, Miss McSkimming, what a pleasant surprise. Timothy not with you?
I have found Miss Cook.
You have? Where?
West India Dock. She was attacked and left for dead.
What?
I'm afraid so.
Good gracious. I don't know what to say. I suppose I'd better inform His Majesty. Thank you for letting me know.
There's more to tell, Home Secretary. In the course of my investigation, I discovered a plot to assassinate the King.
The King!
The King?
The King!
What on earth are you on about? This was just a missing cook.
It certainly seemed that way. Instead, I found blackmail, coercion, and a conspiracy reaching the highest levels of government. I thought you should know.
Well, I should think so. Go on.
My investigation immediately became more intriguing when, just as we arrived to take a look around, a hooded figure burst from Molly's room. We didn't catch the person who fled, but we did find a note that suggested Molly had become involved in something sinister. This in turn led us to her brother, Newton, who worked at the reptile house at London Zoo. He ran from us, thinking we were working for someone who was blackmailing him.
Blackmail? Why would anyone want to blackmail a reptile keeper?
He was a member of an animal smuggling ring, and someone was threatening to expose him if he didn't provide them with frog poison. We would have found out who was behind it if Newton hadn't been shot and then eaten by crocodiles.
You can't be serious. Shot and then eaten by crocodiles?
I'm afraid so. Newton told us that Molly had become involved and was about to tell us everything, but...
Shot and then eaten by crocodiles.
Precisely.
I think I need a drink. Can I offer you something? A whiskey, perhaps?
Thank you. The trail could have easily gone cold had it not been for a crossword I discovered in Newt's office. It contained a hidden message that led us to West India Docks, where Molly had intended to meet her brother. It's at this point the story becomes even more troubling.
I fail to see how that is possible. Here's your whiskey.
Thank you. Walnut?
Hey, yes, thank you.
Here, let me. It was there we spotted two government employees. At first, I thought they had also been tasked with finding Molly, but that was not the case. They followed Molly into an alleyway and attacked her.
No!
Despite the quick action taken by Timothy and myself, she suffered a serious injury. And she struggled to speak, but the words state visit and poison were very clear, and the implication horrifying. Home Secretary, there is no doubt in my mind that someone was planning to force Molly to poison the state dinner and assassinate some of the most important figures in Western Europe.
Well, I don't know what to say. Of course we must cancel the state dinner at once and mount a full investigation into how government employees were involved.
Absolutely.
It's just such a shame you didn't know who's behind it. If only poor Miss Cook hadn't been stabbed, well then we'd know.
Oh, I know who was behind it. Molly worked it out, and the answer had been staring me in the face from the beginning. Anna.
Anna? Who's Anna?
That's the question that plagued me from the moment I read this note. I know who's blackmailing you, and I can stop him. It's some treachery, Anna. But it turns out Anna wasn't a person. It wasn't even a name.
What is it, then?
Do you enjoy crosswords, Home Secretary?
Crosswords?
Newton and Molly did. They were exceptionally good at them, from what I can tell.
And?
They particularly enjoyed cryptic crosswords, in which Anna, A-N-A, refers to an anagram. It's some treachery, Anna. And some treachery is an anagram for Home Secretary. Home Secretary.
You don't mean to say, I mean, you're not accusing me, are you?
I certainly am.
Well, this is preposterous. I'm insulted. Give me one good reason why I shouldn't have you thrown out of my office.
I must admit, I wasn't certain it was you until you said it was a shame Molly had been stabbed.
What do you mean? I
never said how she'd been attacked, Home Secretary. How could you have known?
Well, I must have
just... I'll tell you, you were there, and you dropped a walnut as you ran.
Bravo. The inestimable Miss McSkimming strikes again. I suppose there's no reason to keep up this charade. A toast to you.
Very well. I must say, you're quite chipper for a man that's just been discovered plotting regicide.
Well, no one is ever going to know, are they?
And why is that?
Because I poisoned your whiskey. Oh, dear. Not feeling too well. You're right, of course, as always. I was there, and I overheard Molly tell you where the poison was, so I hopped in my automobile and retrieved it. I thought it best to keep it close. Couldn't have it wandering off again. You know, hiring you to find Molly was one of my better ideas. All I needed to do was have a few of my men follow you, stop you getting too close to the truth, and then have them get to Molly before you did. They were meant to dispose of you at the docks too, of course, but this is actually far more satisfying. So, now I just need to deal with you and your valet, and that will be that. I'm going to kill the king!
The king!
And no one can stop me! Why are you laughing? No, stop laughing! Hurry up and die!
I don't think that's quite what will happen, but full marks for effort.
What?
That wasn't poison you put in my whiskey, Home Secretary. It was water. I beat you to Molly's room last night, and I switched the vial. All you did was add water to my whiskey, which is how I like it, actually.
Right.
It was very good of you to admit everything, though. Now, if you'd like to accompany me to Scotland Yard, I can bring my investigation to a conclusion.
You seriously think I'm going to give myself up? You'll never be able to prove any of this. It's your word against mine.
Actually, it's your word against your own. Timothy, if you wouldn't mind.
Certainly, ma'am.
You're going to enjoy this, Home Secretary. The audio reproduction is quite excellent.
So, now I just need to deal with you and your valet, and that will be that. I'm going to kill the king.
The king!
And no one can stop me!
Also, I'm afraid I may have exaggerated Molly's condition somewhat. She is recovering quite well and is more than willing to testify against you. She worked it all out too, you know. She's a very resourceful woman. So with her and this recording, we have all the proof we need to put you away.
And what exactly is stopping me from calling in a few of my men, having them smash the phonograph, deal with you two, and then find Miss Cook?
A walnut.
Excuse me?
A walnut. The one that you ate a few minutes ago. I took the opportunity to lace it with some of the poison before I arrived.
You did what?
Yes. A bit of insurance in case you threatened me. The antidote is in the cab. If you'd like to come with us, you can take it, and that will be that.
You'd never. You wouldn't.
I've been told it's a slow-acting poison, but still, probably best not to risk it.
No, you're bluffing.
I can assure you I'm not.
No, of course you are. This is just a ploy to get me out of the building.
I promise you it isn't, sir.
No, no, it's a bluff. Pure and simple. You'd never dare to...
Oh.
So, not that slow-acting, then?
Apparently not. If I deal with the phonograph, could you carry the Home Secretary? We'd best get him the antidote as quickly as we can.
I think so, Mum.
You know, I really thought he'd believe me.
Well, the next time you think it's a good idea to poison a cabinet minister, you'll know not to.
Oh, I don't know about that. Some opportunities are too good to pass up.
Oh, as you say, Mum. As you say.
And so, with a phonograph under one arm and an unconscious Home Secretary over one shoulder, Miss McSkimming and Timothy headed for the cab. Over the next few days, a number of notable things happened. The Home Secretary was arrested and charged with treason against the Crown. Molly chose not to return to the palace kitchens, but instead got a job compiling crosswords for the Times. And Miss McSkimming and Timothy returned to Miss McSkimming's apartments for a well-deserved rest.
Would you like me to get that, Mum?
No need. Hello?
Miss McSkimming, we need you.
Understood. Timothy?
Yes, Mum?
Get my coat and gloves, will you? Our country needs us.
Some Treachery, a Miss McSkimming Mystery, was written by Richard Stratton, with additional material from the cast. Performed by Jessica Bales, Ellie Pitkin, Chris Starkey, Helen Stratton, and Richard Stratton, with live Foley from Andrew Crane and David Turnbull. Theme music was The Show Must Be Go by Kevin MacLeod, incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons. This was a Blackshaw Theatre Company production for the Blackshaw Arts Hour.